God's blessings to you as we look at our scripture readings for this coming Sunday. And as always, we want to begin with prayer. Lord our God, we pray that you would give us wisdom as we look at the scriptures today and help us to understand and to see the importance of the ministry of people like Paul and his preaching the good news of Christ, but above all, the preaching of Jesus himself. In word and in deed, doing your will and completing the work of salvation for us. And help us to see the persistence of Jesus and how he was not concerned about what the world thought or other people thought, but in following his heavenly Father. And help us in the same way to seek to follow you in the best way that we can. And we thank you that you came to be our Savior and you forgive us where we struggle. But you give us hope and strength always in your words and promises. And help us to hear those promises too as we read your word. In Christ's name, amen. We'll start today with the gospel lesson as we have just recently. This time it's Mark chapter 1, verses 29 to 39. We've seen Jesus calling his disciples. Then we've seen Jesus at the beginning of his public ministry and how people were amazed at his words and his deeds and his authority with which he taught and preached. And we see that continuing as we hear this particular reading. Jesus continues his ministry. He doesn't bask in his spreading fame. We heard last week that the fame of Jesus was spreading everywhere throughout the region of Galilee, where he had done some of his miracles and casting out the evil spirit from a man and those kinds of things. So the news was spreading, but Jesus just goes about his work and his ministry as he knows the Lord wants him to do. So after he's preached in the synagogue, he goes to the home of Simon Peter and Andrew. That's interesting that Simon Peter was married, and probably numbers of the apostles were. Simon's mother-in-law is ill, so ill she's in bed because she has to lay down. And Jesus hears of that and goes to her and quickly heals her. And I didn't mention it in the study, but she very quickly is busy herself helping and serving others, which as the Lord blesses us, we are called to be servants too. And Jesus was our greatest servant, of course, for us. And when the Sabbath day was over, because he was speaking in the synagogue on the Sabbath day, at sundown, when people could do other things, many people who were sick and demon-possessed were brought to Jesus, we hear in this passage. He healed many and cast out many demons, not allowing them to speak. And sometimes it says that he healed everybody that was around. This one says many, but he was certainly doing much to help people wherever the need was there. And we hear that the whole city came and was gathered at the door, seeing the things that were going on with Jesus and hearing about them. And that news really had spread. And by the next morning then, we hear that everyone was looking for Jesus. I think they wanted him to stay right there and continue to do the things he was doing in their city of Capernaum by the Sea of Galilee. But we hear that Jesus went away very early out into a desolate area to pray. And then he went on to preach in many other towns in Galilee. And even though the people were looking for him, he knows he needs to keep going, because that's what he was called to do, to preach the good news of the kingdom, to battle Satan and all of his evil spirits, and to follow his Father's will. And that meant going many places and not just staying in one spot, no matter how popular he became in that particular spot. And he knew the importance of prayer, too. He was true man as well as true God and needed the strength of his heavenly Father to carry on his work. Well, the epistle lesson also talks about preaching the word, and it's in this case Paul who talks about that. It's in 1 Corinthians 9, verses 16 to 27. And here, like Jesus, Paul knows how necessary it was to keep preaching the good news to as many people as he possibly could. And this passage describes him as trying to be all things to all people, with varying backgrounds and situations for people. He tried to meet them where they were and reach out to them in that way, sharing the blessings of the gospel so that at least some might be saved. God wishes all to be saved, but people can resist and reject God and his will, or the preaching and teaching of Paul. And we know that happened often as you read through the New Testament scriptures. And yet he's out doing everything that he can in preaching, teaching, and getting that good news out. And it's the imperishable gifts of God that Jesus had to give, not earthly gifts, but the gift of everlasting life and the promises of God through what he would preach and teach about and finally do as he gave his life for us on the cross as our Savior. And so Paul sought to get that good news out and to use self-discipline. And he uses a couple of picture images of racing and boxing and things of that sort, and how much self-discipline is needed for that. That he knows he needs that for the race God has set before him, which is sharing this gospel and preaching to present the gospel. And he seeks to do that free of charge as much as he can. And he certainly was helped by others and assisted by them. But he also tried to work where he could to get the gospel out to as many people as possible. And he knows he must do this. This was his calling from his Lord. And he says, "Woe to me if I do not preach the gospel." It's so important for him to keep doing that. And Paul received guidance and strength from the scriptures, from his Lord. And scriptures like the Old Testament lesson and the psalm reading for this particular week. The psalm is Psalm 147. And it begins with a reminder that we sing praises praise the Lord because of what he has done for us. And the phrase praise the Lord is literally alleluia. So that's what we sing very, very often, our alleluias to our Lord. And some of the things for which we praise our Lord are mentioned here, that the Lord gathers outcasts. He cares about all kinds of people. He can heal the brokenhearted and help them. He lifts up those who are humble and wait upon him. He is abundant in his power. He takes pleasure in those who fear him and hope in his steadfast love. And above all, it's the love of God that is expressed in all these things that the Lord God is doing for you and for me. Paul also knew, because he hears that in this psalm, that the Lord was the creator with understanding above all measure, and that Paul served the Lord God, the creator, the King of Kings, above everything else. And Jesus, of course, knew that truth even better than Paul did. Paul had his weaknesses and failings because he was an ordinary human being. But Jesus was more than that. The Old Testament reading is from Isaiah 40, verses 21 to 31. And it speaks of God as creator, and in fact, God is saying, don't you understand this? Don't you understand who I am and what I can do for you and the blessings that I can bring to you as Lord and God and as creator of all things? And again, Jesus was God the Son. and continued to be God the Son even as he came into this world. He didn't always use all that godly power, but he had been there at creation, the scriptures tell us, and without him was not anything that was made. He was very involved in the creation. John 1:3 says that. And both the psalm and this passage talks about God numbering the stars and calling them by name, that he created all the universe in a perfect kind of way and cares about that which he has made, and above all cares for people, for us human beings. So God the Son was there from the beginning. He knew his Father's plan, obviously, from the beginning, as this passage talks about, and graciously carried it out, finally becoming true man for us and for our salvation. But as true man, Jesus also needed to lean upon his heavenly Father. And that's what he was doing, as I've already mentioned, in prayer early in the morning in the gospel lesson for today. And this passage is calling us to this Old Testament lesson, as well as the psalm, call us to recognize God as creator and his power, and there's no one like him. He is the Holy One, if people say, verse 27 of Psalm 40, my way is hidden from the Lord, my right is disregarded by God, that's in no way true. God knows and he cares about us, and he works in the way that he knows is best for us. He is the everlasting God. And while we human beings get tired and weary and struggle, even Jesus, as true man, got tired at times and had to sleep and all those other things. He leaned upon his Lord, and he knew that the Lord would help him and bless him, and with understanding that was unsearchable, Isaiah 40 says, and that no matter who people are, he can strengthen them and help them and help them to keep going. And that's what Jesus needed for his life and his ministry. Early on, the demands from others or the desires of others were so great. But he does his Father's will in all things for us and for the world and for our salvation. And so he was able to run and not be weary, to walk and not faint in doing his Father's will. And again, all for us and for our salvation. So we see again the importance of the preaching, which also suggests it's important that some people hear that good news, and our opportunities to hear the good news as we hear these scriptures this coming week, or other scriptures. Some churches don't use exactly the same things, but the importance of hearing that preaching and teaching and growing in our own faith so that we can also be a witness for Christ to other people as well. That we pray for those who are preaching and teaching on our behalf and helping us. Well, the Lord's blessings to you as you think about all of these readings and what they have to say, and above all, centered in Christ and what he has done as our Lord and as our Savior. And if you can't get to worship, I hope you will at least look through those scriptures and think about them for yourself and the great promises of God also for you in times of tiredness and struggle in your own life. Have you not known? Don't you hear the good news that is here? And that's what's encouraged in all of this. Well, the Lord's blessings to you all for a good week.